Let me first say our week-long and also our other conferences, they produce a certain kind of togetherness that people find very special. And dramatically, someone said to me, now I can't go to these other conferences anymore because they're so cold. So I want to illustrate that with a story. I was very moved one time in a week-long. We had two Japanese people among many other various people from all over. And this Japanese man was doing the best he could to occasionally translate things for the Japanese lady that we had, who didn't know any English at all. And then when the week-long was over, at the very end of it, when people were going home, somebody came and said that this lady wanted to see me. I called over the Japanese man and I said, what is she saying? And then he said, she says, how can I go home now? At home, we can't communicate. It just brought it home to me really vividly. I see it all the time, but I can always remember that story because here was this lady that couldn't say anything to me in English, and this is what she wanted to say.
So what is it about focusing that allows that deep communication across language, across cultures?
Yeah, I think it is that people talk from where they really live, and we mostly don't do that. Given focusing, I tend to go inside to see what really me, but what I really might want to say. And so occasionally only, but still pretty often every few minutes, people who know focusing tend to speak from where they really are. And then the other person can feel that.
So we're sensing one another,
yeah,
in a fuller way rather than getting tied up in the concepts, which
right.
are...
So we hear what you say, but somehow it's really also a life moment with somebody that that we can feel you saying. Let me tell some more stories. Again, I want to tell what it was like for me the times, several times, when I was in Japan for a short period. I was doing a workshop or two in Japan, and my experience of it was that people focusing, learning to focus, being listened to, this whole thing that we do, it was so exactly like it is at home. It was so completely the same. Each person is unique. Each person tells their own story. I say back, and I get corrected, and I say back again, and I get corrected again, and pretty soon we're deeply together, and then the person goes on into something further, something deeper, and again I say it back, and they correct it, and I say it back, and they correct it, and pretty soon they're coming from a deep place, and it's exactly the same as anywhere else.
So how is that possible, to be so deeply together? And I really like that phrase, deeply together.
And also the content is so unique each time to each person that it doesn't seem to matter, especially if it's something like focusing or therapy or listening. When they try to communicate from inside how it is to them, this unique way that it is in them, then the cultural difference becomes just a little bump that he takes me across. Do you see what I mean?
Yes, I do. Gene, it strikes me that this is, I don't even want to call it a skill, this ability to be with someone, to be deeply together across language barriers, has great significance for all of us across the globe as we try to find ways of living harmoniously together.
Yeah, well, certainly if you explain it to the ordinary cultures, which all feel themselves so different from each other, this would be a big thing, but when it's people who are either knowing or learning focusing, that's just how it comes. It's just like when you focus, you come into your own intricacy down in there, and as you communicate that, your body rearranges the language, and you just naturally explain it to this person whom you're talking to. And if this person is an American and you're a Japanese, you just know that, oh, of course, he can't understand about the XYZ festival, so you explain it to him in a couple of sentences. It
mm-hmm.
comes very naturally. It's not like a separate skill for crossing cultures.
Jean, we have this precious opportunity as advanced focusers to come together with senior focusers from around the globe once a year, actually a couple of times. But the week-long is a particularly special event because it's so intimate. What do you see as the potential of that week, or what is your vision for that week?
The teachers in the week-long are very special people who
mm-hmm.
bring very special things. That is an invitation that we're issuing to people from anywhere all over the world to get what these teachers are teaching and also to connect with each other in a way that doesn't typically happen.
Being together with others who are passionate about focusing and bringing it into the world in so many different ways, that when we come together in a group of 30, 40 committed focusers from all over the world, something special happens that arises out of that connection.
Yeah. I want to go on to the question of, well, why, how is it that cultures are these utterly unbridgeable, different worlds, and yet with focusing and listening, one comes right across them? Why the deeper thing goes right across? First of all, people are told by each culture that the culture creates them, and this is obviously not true. A person emerges from the womb, a little newborn, and looks and looks and looks, looks right at you. It's obviously somebody there before and without culture. To recognize that living beings that we are, that without any consciousness and without any language, surely, a living thing is really already something real. But the something real that a living thing is cannot be represented in the kind of terms that we have from our human patterns. In human patterns, things get understood better. We know a great deal about everything that we see in our patterns. But then we mustn't think that the thing itself that lives and looks at us is a thing in patterns. The question would be, how come we can understand each other when, after all, we seem to be speaking from having lived in these very different situations, in these very different cultural meanings, and yet we can understand each other? Each individual that focuses and speaks from there is telling a completely different story.
May I ask a question, Jean, about when we're now in relationship with someone from a different culture and we speak from that place? What's happening there?
Well, if there's nothing else but that, let's say we start with somebody from a different culture and now we speak, then that person would pick up in their body the kind of tone, the kind of the connectedness.
So there's an embodied experience. We pick up in our bodies how the other is, even though there might be a cultural or language difference.
Right. And when you listen to people in a language that you don't know, you get a lot of that, but you still don't know what they're talking about. Or you may know what it's about, but not what they're saying. But when it's together with translation, when it's together with knowing what somebody is saying, that's when it's a really satisfying process, because you have what the person is saying and you also feel them coming where they're coming from.
Right. It's a different way of communicating than we're used to, isn't it?
Yeah, because we sometimes at least come from where we really are.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and we learn to not privilege the language and concepts quite so much.
Right, that's right. Not to think that what's really happening is just what the language says. What's really happening is this interaction between two organisms that are implicitly living in mm-hmm. the universe, in the world, in the whole thing, which has language in it, but not yet organized in phrases, in concepts, in sentences, in cognitive units. there is an implicit complexity that we live from, this kind of from inside, but really about living in the world. The deep inside is not just inside, it's how we've lived with other people in the world. That is always implicit. I mean, it isn't in concepts, it isn't in little boxes, it isn't in little entities. It's me.
I do see this coming together of, you know, 30 people who know this way of being with one another and who can both experience one another in way in which deeper things can come out and go across cultures, but can also be reflective about what's happening. So the special gathering feels to me like a laboratory for going deeper or exploring the potential in what's happening in a way that feels unique to me.
Yes. I see that. Well, there are several parts to what you're saying. Let me just try to say that back. You're saying that this kind of meeting, which the week-long always is, can have an additional significance if we are aware of how special it is and if we're considering ourselves a laboratory for this cross-cultural thing which the world needs.
Yes.
And so if we become able to not just enjoy it, but understand it, then we would be able to give it to the world in some sense, or communicate it, or spread it. And surely you have to be right. Yeah.